Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Young. We'll be with them in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. It's a funny thing about publicity. Some people like it, and some people don't. Carter's father and mother don't. And if the story about their son's engagement to Peggy should appear in tomorrow's Free Press, well, there's going to be trouble ahead. Right now, Mrs. Young, determined to withdraw the story Pepper gave the paper, waits impatiently to get the editor of the Free Press on the phone.
I want to talk to Mr. Goodwin, please. Where is he? Well, I've never heard of a newspaper where people don't know where the editor is. Would he be at his house now? All right, I'll try him there. But in the meantime, there's a story that has to be taken out of the paper. Do you understand? You're the janitor? Oh, my goodness. The janitor of all things. But would there be only a janitor answering the telephone in a newspaper office? Now, where's Mr. Goodman's home... Goodman's home telephone number. Oh, here it is. Maple 9, 9746. Hello? Is Mr. Goodwin home? This is Mrs. Young, Mrs. Samuel Young. He isn't home? Oh, dear, do you know what time he'll be home? He's gone out of town. Oh, he can't. Who's in charge of the paper? You don't know? This is the maid. But you must know the name of the editor who's left in charge. You don't? Well, very well, then. Goodbye. Dear, nobody knows anything. I can't believe it. First a janitor and then a maid. And I've got to stop it.
Hi there.
Oh, Pepper, I'm so glad it's you. Come quick. Something awful's happened.
Gee, what? What's the matter, Mom? It isn't Dad.
Oh, no, it isn't your father. Pepper, you've got to kill that newspaper story right away.
Kill it? What are you talking about?
Pepper, do something. Do something right away while you still can.
But what can I do? I got paid for it, didn't I? I got paid for it, and with the money I bought the pocketbook for Peggy. Mom, I want to show it to you.
Now, never mind that now. The story's got to be killed. Don't you hear me?
Why should it be killed? You'll be proud of it.
It's Mr. Trent, Pepper. He doesn't want a story in the newspapers.
Who does he think he is? Why, it's a legitimate item. And, gee, Mom, it's going to be a honey. I didn't talk about the Trent millions like a lot of people would have. I just made a simple and dignified announcement in the best of taste. Why, I wouldn't do anything crude, you know that.
Darling, listen to me. Carter was here a little while ago with Peggy. He said something about a reporter going out to see him, some man by the name of Baker.
Oh, he's the same one that came here. Of course, Carter didn't want to talk to him. Why would he want to talk to somebody like that?
Would you stop interrupting and listen to me? He said this man tried to get a story out of him, but that he wouldn't say a word. He said if there was one thing that would upset his family, it would be to release this story as a news item before they had a chance to meet Peggy.
Why? What difference would it make?
He said his family were fanatics on the subject of avoiding publicity.
No, I don't believe it. People like that, they're in the limelight every minute. Why, they just eat it up.
Pepper, will you listen to what I'm telling you? He said they fought shy of it all their lives. That the one thing sure to make them angry would be to read an interview with Peggy or with Carr himself, even. Talking about the private affairs of the Trents.
Oh, so what? What do I care about the Trents? If they don't like the story, that's just too bad.
But don't you see, dear, it's terribly important for Peggy. It isn't the way you feel or the way I feel. It's what's going to happen to her. We've got to think of that.
But I still don't get it. I never heard of people who didn't want their names in the newspaper. And especially big shots like the Trents.
I know, dear, neither have I. But there apparently are people like that, and we've got to do something about it, and we've got to do it right away.
Yeah, but what? The story's probably on the press now.
Oh, I don't think so, Pepper. I've been trying to get Mr. Goodwin. I've been trying to stop it myself before you got home.
Did you have any luck?
No, he wasn't at the office. There was nobody there but a janitor.
That's funny.
That's what I thought, too. And then when I called his house just now, they said he'd gone out of town.
They did?
Yes. A maid answered the phone.
Well, what do you think I'd better do?
Go down there. Go down there double quick and stay there until that story's killed. Whatever you do, it mustn't appear in the paper tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'll beat it right down there, although I don't know what good it'll do.
Oh, it's got to do some good. Do you hear me, darling? They can't publish that story. And here, wait. Here's $20. You'll have to pay Mr. Goodwin back, of course.
Okay. Well, I'll do my best.
We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Pepper is on his way to the newspaper office to try to kill the story of Peggy's engagement to Carter Trent. As he drives along in his car, he sees Nick Havens.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Oh, hello, Pepper.
Get in.
Where are you going?
Just climb in. I need company, and I need it bad.
Okay. Hey, where are you going, I asked you?
Down to the Free Press office.
What for?
Oh, I pulled a boner. When a reporter came to the house to interview Peggy about her engagement to Carter, I bounced him.
Oh, so what?
Well, so then I think, gee, I guess I'll give the story myself to old man Goodwin. Turns out to be a neat story, and old man Goodwin falls for it like a ton of bricks. He gave me $20 for it.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Oh, not for a story as good as this. So, I go over to the Chester store, and I buy a $20 bag for Peggy, because I wanted to walk into the Trents feeling good. And then when I get home just now, Mama's fit to be tied.
Why?
Because it seems that Carter's family is nuts about avoiding publicity. Well, if the story ever got out, they'd be really upset. So I'm heading right now to the Free Press to kill the story.
Well, do you think they've got it set up?
Sure, I think they've got it set up. I'm practically sure of it. And you watch me, though. You watch me proceed to kill it.
Yeah, I guess you'll have to, all right.
Oh, well, here we are. Come on.
Well, hadn't you better go on and see him alone?
Oh, no. No, I want a witness. Good evening.
Oh, hello, Pepper. How are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, this is Nick Havens, a friend of mine. Nick, this is Mr. Smith, the night editor.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
I've come to kill your prize story, Mr. Smith.
Kill what?
The story I gave Mr. Goodwin this afternoon about my sister being engaged to Carter Trent. You've got it all set up, haven't you?
Oh, I don't think so. It hasn't come through to my knowledge.
Oh, gee. Well, that's a relief. Mind if I sit down? I feel sort of weak in the knees.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, it's the Trents. They don't like publicity.
Oh, you folks do, is that it?
No, I don't think we do either, but I needed some dough for something. It doesn't matter what, and I turned in the story. I thought if one of the family gave it out, it would be all right. Mr. Goodwin liked it. Didn't he tell you about it?
No, he didn't.
Well, as long as it doesn't get in the paper, it's okay.
I haven't seen anything about your sister, nothing at all. And I've seen everything that's going to go in the paper. That is, unless something comes through from Mr. Goodwin at the last minute.
Where is he?
I don't know. He's out of town, but I don't know where.
Well, that's a relief anyway. You're sure there won't be anything in the morning paper, Mr. Smith?
Not as far as I know.
Well, I'll sleep a lot better then. Thanks a lot, Mr. Smith. Good night.
Good night.
Well, that's something. I guess I'll call Mom up and tell her. We can stop in here at the drugstore and give her a buzz.
Okay.
Hi, Mom. This is Pepper. Yeah, I was just down there. And there's nothing in it about Peggy, not a word. Yeah, the other night editor was there. No, I didn't ask him about the janitor. I don't know who answered the phone when you called up, but it couldn't have been the janitor. Mr. Smith's there. Yeah, it's strange, all right. Very strange. But anyhow, you haven't a thing to worry about. Okay, Mom. Good night.
Pepper is much relieved having, so far as he knows, killed the story in the morning paper which would cause so much inconvenience and perhaps unhappiness to Peggy. But did he really succeed in killing it? And now, a word from our sponsor. Join us to see what happens tomorrow on Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.